This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Another Six Nations rugby tournament is behind us, and ITV, along with Guinness, helped to change the way blind and partially sighted fans enjoyed coverage. Joining me now are David Padmore, Director of Accessibility for ITV, and Johnny Marshall, researcher from RNIB. Welcome in both.
Hi there.
Hello.
Well, David, the dust has settled on this year's Men's Six Nations tournament. Looking back, how do you reflect on this year's live audio described coverage from ITV?
We're really happy with the way it went this time round. I mean, just to remind everybody, this started last year's tournament, where ITV's sponsors, Guinness, actually approached us and asked us how we could potentially make the broadcast more accessible, because they were looking to do a lot of accessibility things with the tournament itself in stadium and things like that. And they wanted to make sure that, you know, the broadcast coverage was accessible too. So we came up with the idea of the descriptive commentaries, which we trialled for a couple of games last year. This year, happily, Guinness were keen to do the same thing on a slightly expanded basis. So this year we did four games, all of the four England games that ITV had the rights to. And yeah, so we did four games. We publicised the ITV email address, the accessibility email address, which is accessibility@itv.com, during the commentaries. And we got, I think at the last count, we got about 125 emails from different viewers, pretty unanimously saying how much they had enjoyed the coverage, how it had enabled people to watch it properly in a family group, how for certain people it was sort of rekindling their enjoyment of the sport. And just a really generally positive reaction about the quality of the commentator, the quality of the commentary that our two commentators, Dave Rogers and Joe Byrne, were able to provide.
And it's fantastic to get that number of positive results. We know from experience that people are very keen to get in touch when something doesn't work and something maybe doesn't go to plan. But it's great to have people who are getting in touch for the right reasons. Johnny, does that chime with what RNIB has been hearing from customers?
Oh, yes, it absolutely does. Yeah, the responses were overwhelmingly positive for this year's coverage. And people say it was quite transformative in the way they were able to follow a live sport, whereas previously they hadn't really been able to. In previous years, they might have been trying to watch it with sort of sighted family at home, and one person might have been trying to listen to the radio and one person trying to watch it on the TV. And that experience just isn't a very sort of cohesive or accessible experience, whereas the audio described experience creates a much more inclusive experience for everyone to enjoy. And I think overall it was very, very positive, and it's great to hear that more and more people are starting to enjoy it and hearing about the service.
David, you mentioned that a lot of this actually came from Guinness and the impetus to get this on a larger scale this year. Do we know what some of the motivation is to improve the coverage? Is it just to have as many fans as possible to be able to enjoy the live games and support their teams, or is it something more, something sort of part of that, a wider approach to the Six Nations?
Well, I think this is specific to Guinness and Diageo, their parent company. They've got a kind of desire to improve accessibility, I think not only in things like the Six Nations, but across their business more generally. So it kind of came out of that. And obviously ITV shares that desire as well. So it was kind of good partnership. And it's very nice. I mean, you know, ITV is a commercial broadcaster streamer, and you know its relationships with its commercial partners are extremely important. So it's fantastic to be able to work with them directly on something so positive as this. And I think, you know, we're hoping it might set a bit of a template for how we could potentially expand services like this in the future. It seems to be a good model. You know, we've got lots of other sporting events in the coming months and years that have sponsors associated with them. So it's a model that we'll probably try to replicate.
Is there any news on what we can hope for next year's Six Nations coverage?
We haven't got that far yet. I mean, I think given the success of this year's tournament, I'm very hopeful that we will kind of go into that again, you know, potentially with even more ambition. You know, four is still only a is still only a subset of all of the games that are shown on ITV. But before that, we're looking at other tournaments. We've got the Women's Euros football coming up in July. That's the next big international sporting event that we will have on ITV. And of course, we can't forget about next year's Football World Cup, Men's Football World Cup, that will be again sort of shared with the BBC and ITV. So there's tournaments like that. I mean, interestingly, when you work on tournaments that are organised by UEFA or FIFA, then they have actually got some experience of delivering very similar services. So we are keen to kind of work with them as well to understand whether or not there are ways in which we could potentially work together, amplify the service that is already, in existence. Last year's Men's Euros, for example, many of your listeners will have used the UEFA app to access descriptive commentaries for the Men's Euros games last year. So we're keen not to kind of duplicate, but learn from each other and pool resources wherever we can.
And Johnny, what do RNIB customers see as maybe being the next steps in sports coverage for blind and partially sighted fans?
Yeah, I think it will continue growing with more and more live audio description on sports. And I think that's a really positive way to go because it brings it more inclusive. And I suppose picking up on what David was mentioning about the Euros, was there they had the additional descriptive commentary which was available on the app. But I think sometimes it's about creating a shared experience. So there was no video feed with that. I think you couldn't really watch that with your family. So I think it's kind of creating shared experiences that can be enjoyed by everyone in an inclusive way. And I think live audio description is one way to bring that about.
I think that's just to cut in there. I think that's a very good point. I mean, if we were to work with UEFA or FIFA, then I think what we would be looking to do would be to take their commentary feed and put it through the broadcast chain so that it was actually part of the broadcast program in the same way that we've just done with the Six Nations. I think one of the issues that we've certainly heard about from people is that it's very important that you have the timing right. You can't have the commentary ahead of the kind of main commentary or behind the main commentary, because then you're kind of losing the ability to have that shared experience and experiencing, the excitement of the goal or the try at exactly the same time as everybody else is enjoying it. That's critically important to maintain.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations once again on the coverage of the Men's Six Nations tournament this year, and we'll look forward to what comes next in 2026. David Padmore, Director of Accessibility for ITV, and Johnny Marshall, researcher from RNIB. Thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.